Well, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 tells us that the church ought to be the pillar and support of the truth. What the text doesn't say is a pillar and support of a truth, whereas meaning there's options. The very nature of something being truth, it irrefutable, absolute, unchanging. But the church is to be the pillar and support of the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the truth of the gospel message. And if you were to begin to look around, the world has a lot of different views and thoughts on things that begin to come in. And if we think in particular in the realm of a child coming forth, well, the world would begin to tell you that a child would maybe be, for instance, a burden or a difficulty, an imposition. But Psalm 127 would tell us instead of a burden, they're a blessing, that it's actually a gift from God. You'd have some in the world begin to tell you that perhaps the child's maybe insignificant, doesn't really, maybe they're not even really a child yet when we're talking in the womb. Well, I don't know, as I begin to think about Scripture, if I were to consider a passage, for instance, like Psalm 139, it says, "You formed my inward parts, you wove me in my mother's womb." That sounds like a person being formed. Sounds like a personal love of God and a care for that child. If I were to think about Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God tells Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." I don't hear an amount of weeks on that, do you? Seems pretty absolute. If I were to think about Galatians 1:15, Paul says that God actually set him apart from the womb. God intimately knew them from the very beginning. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 would begin to tell us things such as he chose us and predestined us in his love to be adopted as sons. That's a love that he has for each and every one that he creates, doesn't he? The world may also tell you that the role of being a mom is perhaps not the most fruitful way that someone could spend their life. Begin to diminish the impact of that mother in a life. I read Paul as he begins to pass the baton to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:5, and he begins to point to the fact that there was a sincere walk of faith in Timothy's mother and his grandmother, and it seemed to have an impact on his life. Paul began to point back to that as a reminder. You tell me what could be more fulfilling than walking alongside a young one and leading him to the Lord and beginning to give an example of what walking in a Christ-like manner would be. You see, the world wants to begin to diminish these things, wants to begin to give us other thoughts and other things to consider. But it's why, as the church, we're to be the pillar and support of truth. And when we see these debates, when we see these different things begin to come up, it's very clear where we stand, because it's where God stands. It's where his word begins to tell us. And so, each year between this time of now until Father's Day, Mother's Day and Father's Day, as our nation begins to place these things at these times, God's given us an opportunity through the years to come alongside a particular ministry that seeks to elevate what God says is right, that God desires that life be preserved, that the gospel message would begin to go out. And so we have a wonderful privilege as the pillar and support of truth to come alongside those that are proclaiming those things, that are coming alongside those in very difficult places and pointing them towards our Lord and Savior. And so if I could have Miss Jackie come up. Miss Jackie, you're going to share with us about this First Coast Women's Services. And for a number of years now, we've had the privilege to get to come alongside them in what their desire is. And so maybe just kind of share with us what they do and why this is such a good chance for us.
Okay. First Coast Women's Services started in 1993, and it is a Christ-centered ministry to help crisis pregnancies and to come alongside those women and the men and the families sometimes to encourage them, to introduce them to the love of Christ. And they do it all through the giving from churches, foundations, and from individuals. So
not from the government or any other source.
Not from the government. And so in the back there's a basket that's got a lot of these, and you fill them up with coins, checks, bills, whatever, and then they we run this, the campaign is run through Father's Day, and then they're delivered back to First Coast Women's Services. So there are 6 service centers for where women can actually go, and there's a call center, and they provide ultrasound services, counseling, anything a baby might need. They have provide counseling for men. They provide an introduction to the love of Christ, and that they can see it played out through this caring and loving ministry. And since there's been a 26% increase in baby saved from last year. So it is a thriving, and and just to be able to come alongside them and help is just a tremendous gift for all of us.
And what I've always appreciated is you mentioned that First Service is not only is their desire to encourage these women towards preserving life of these babies, but also to see them rescued and
yes.
the households rescued and receive Christ. Yep. And that's a big part of their desire, right, is to share the gospel.
And since their inception, there have been 44,000 families have been encouraged and impacted, and many of those families and mothers and fathers have come to Christ during that their interaction with First Coast Women's Services. And it's in Duval, Baker, Nassau, St. John's, and Clay County. So the need for for help is good. You can even volunteer at these services because they rely on volunteers and they rely on the donations and for everything that they do.
Thank you, Ms. Jackie.
Thank you.
Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for, Lord, how clear your word is and how perfect your love is for us. Lord, you loved us before we could ever do a single thing for you or for anyone. Lord, we could never begin to comprehend the depths of your care for us, Lord, but what we can begin to do is begin to stand firm on what you tell us in your word is right. And we begin to stand with those who desire to elevate the things that you elevate. And Lord, we thank you for the wonderful privilege and opportunities that you give us to be the pillar and support of truth, and to begin to come alongside those who desire to proclaim who you are and to point to you. There is no one else whose name we can be saved but you and you alone. So Lord, we give you and you alone thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.